Hi people, and hello my Chili Con Carnage crew. It's Chili here for a 5-minute review on Taproot's newest album, Scissors. Why do I get the feeling that Taproot were ahead of their time? Let's back this up a bit before this deep dive. But Taproot were a band around during the high times of the nu metal scene and wrote some songs that felt rather forgettable for a band of this genre at its hype. Honestly, I couldn't recall their big songs upon hearing them, but the band's name was always present in the scene, somehow. It's not the Mandela effect, but it turns out to be actually true. Well, the band pretty much faded out during this time, and I didn't realise they had other albums, but this one is their first one in 11 years. Yeah, 11 years since their last album, let that sink in for a minute. My god, how time flies when you're just having fun. Anyway, first up, let's talk about the album name, Scissors, and it kinda sounds like it was lifted from a South Park episode that taught me about a lot of things.
Oh yeah! Scissor me, Xerxes!
Oh, that feels so super good.
But contrary to that video clip, this is not an uber good album. So, how is it? Well, I'm gonna let this South Park clip finish my sentence. Taproot have traversed over the last 20 years of once being an average nu metal band to become an average arena core band following suit in the Godsmack approach with this latest effort. Maybe like Godsmack singer said, these new bands will be as big as Metallica and be the next big four. The big four of shithouse music. Reflecting over their past material, they did seem a little bit unique for the time, which is interesting because now they've evolved into their new sound, which is updated to the modern day metal scene, and it seems like a smooth transition to a degree, but fuck me, does this album contain the Image Getty equivalent of metal hooks, downtuned guitar. Check. China cymbals. Check. All that's missing now is a guest appearance by another musician who has been in the scene for at least the last 10 years. Holy shit, is Nonpoint still around? Well, look at that. It's a class reunion of bands that didn't make the cut 20 years ago. Speaking of guest appearances on this album, there is one by a country musician, Audrey Ray, in a travesty of a rock country ballad not heard since Aaron Lewis released Frayed at Both Ends. Seriously, good on you Aaron Lewis for reforming with Stained and putting out a solid album. This whole album is just modern day generic heavy metal and is all things wrong with the music scene. I get it that not everyone is going to be different or pushing the envelope, but still, it doesn't mean that you have to chase the trends. You can still do your own thing and retain your fanbase. Limp Bizkit did it successfully with their last album and they stayed true to their sound, which is why that album is good. This, on the other hand, just feels like a band getting together and reforming using their name and status for another retirement fund. Another tour playing their biggest songs, this album is just an excuse to tour. Maybe they'll even get a spot on the Family Tours Value 2024, who knows really at this point, but I wouldn't bother with this unimpressive record. Also, what the hell is with this edgelord looking name of the first song? It looks like a hidden file directory on a teenager's computer for his porno stash. Oh, and thanks for the bonus track, not that we needed it. Aren't those usually restricted for re-releases of an album after some years? Overall, I'm gonna give this album a score of 500,000 chilies on the spicy scale, with my favourite tracks being the last few seconds of this record. Now, I think it is important to note that I think you should always come to your own conclusion. So, go ahead and listen to this album and come up with your own opinion, because this is just my two cents at the end of the day. But, I did warn you. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.